Welcome to No Borders with Brian and Carrie. In this week's episode, what we want to talk about is just kind of that dilemma of traveling isn't just about being a tourist, but instead being in a destination and really fully taking in that location that you're at.
Right. You know, my perception of how this whole thing was going to go when we started, it's much different than it is now.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way at all. Mm-mm. As a matter of fact, I think it's in a really good way.
Right.
It's just, how did we get to this point? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of interesting when I think back to where we started and how I was thinking, that the steps that we took unintentionally to get to where we're at now.
Right. And I think that the key endpoint for us was finding balance. And that's kind of, so we'll start kind of where our thought process was before we went and how now where we're at.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, where we're at now is much more relaxed, which is the whole idea to begin with.
Yeah, of traveling.
Of traveling. I think when we started, we were out the door every day doing the things that tourists should do.
Right.
But we had to remind ourselves we're not tourists.
Right. So even backtracking to the very, very beginning, before we had even started traveling and our plan was to move to Portugal, like we've mentioned many times, we had to have those conversations with each other of what was I looking for? What were you looking for? You know, I think we kind of talked through what our days would look like a little bit, but I don't think we really knew, because at that point you just don't know. But we discussed just really what our expectations were. And, you know, I just remember thinking, you know, because we were going to just move to Portugal. So at this time you're thinking, I want to ingrain myself into the culture. I want to get to know some people. Right. I want to find our local favorite places to go and get involved a little bit, feel like we're living there.
Well, I was looking up to see how much a fishing license would cost, where to fish, what to fish for.
Bring home some dinner.
Yeah, bring home some dinner. How much the golf courses cost, because I was going to take my clubs with me. All that stuff, because you're living there now, so you want to kind of get ingrained into the community and see what it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
So, as everybody also knows, we then changed our plans and decided to just travel full-time. And, you know, so we got to our first location, which was Valencia, Spain. Right out the gate, we're super excited. We're exploring every single day, walking like 8 to 10 miles
a day,
which isn't abnormal for us when we're in a place and there's a lot to explore and see. But we very much jumped in head first, feet first. We are going to see it all, do it all, explore it all.
It was exhausting.
We wanted to be busy.
It was exhausting.
Yeah.
Yes. And then, you know, we did get to see everything. It was great. The markets, the history and everything that Valencia has to offer. But we quickly found out that if we're not doing those things, if we didn't leave the apartment every day, I anyway would get antsy. I would get anxious. Like, what are we doing? We got to go. We got to go do something.
You're definitely more the wanting to be busy. So I think some of the adjustments we've made have been a little more challenging for you. Not challenging isn't probably the right word.
Oh, it's been challenging. Okay. It's been challenging.
It's taken a little more adjustment for you, where I was perfectly fine even before we left to do what we're doing now. If I had days, a Saturday that I didn't leave my house, I was super excited for that.
Right.
I didn't mind days at home. I think you look to always be a little more busy or have some things to do. And so for us, it was definitely an adjustment of not, can we keep this up, of being constantly on the go and moving and always looking for something more to go see and do with a feeling of guilt.
Right.
You know, I mean, our days, if they weren't full, if we didn't have a bunch going on that day, it was like, what are we missing?
Well, for me, it was something different. If I'm at home, back in my hometown of Bellingham, Washington, I can sit there on a Saturday and not feel guilty, had a long week at work or whatever it might be. I can sit there and not do anything. But I'm in Valencia, Spain.
Yeah.
Or I'm in this country or I'm in this city. So I felt like I'm here, so I got to go.
Right.
I gotta go.
Yeah, there is definitely a guilty feeling of that we'll be in another country, and we are just sitting. It's like, God, we're in, for instance, right now, we're in Fethiye, Turkey, and we, you know, you can sit there and be like, oh my God, we're in Turkey. What should we be seeing and doing? I can't believe we're not like on the go and seeing all these towns right. surrounding us. And that was really just, we had to realize that that was okay. You know, we certainly couldn't keep up the tourist life forever.
No, we, as a matter of fact, we just did Dublin a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. and we were there for 5 full days. Mm-hmm. The 6th day it rained, so we were able to take off. But the 5 days, we had something planned every single day.
Mm-hmm. We were busy.
We were very busy, yeah. knowing that we were only going to be there for a week. Well, we're slow traveling now. Mm-hmm. So if we were in Dublin for a week, first of all, we completely would have blown our budget.
Yeah.
But we would have gapped that out. Mm-hmm. We would have done something maybe every 3rd day, mm-hmm. you know, rather than every day. Right. And that was an adjustment that we had to make, mm-hmm. or I definitely had to make. It's okay not to go outside.
Yeah. It's okay to not leave the place. I think that that is something we like to go do something as far as like go for a walk or right. or something just to be active. But that need to explore has definitely subsided. You know, I think that we have been asked, I know I've been asked so many times, I know you've been asked, what do you guys do all day? And, you know, one of the videos that we did not that long ago was a day, I can't remember what it was called, but it's like a day in our life, right?
Right,
which
right.
we felt was going to be the absolute most boring video
yeah.
to
well,
make.
It was the most boring video.
And we're like, why does anybody want to see this? And it was so comical because that was one video that we got the most comments from people on, that they absolutely love seeing what we actually do in a day, because I think people do have this vision that you are going to be sightseeing every single day.
Right.
You're going to be living this life of like a perma vacation, which after the 5 days in Dublin that you just talked about, I came right into Turkey and then had some dental surgery
right.
done. So I was kind of down and out for a little bit anyway, but I was exhausted.
We were tired.
We were tired.
Yeah. We were tired.
We don't have that 20-year-old energy
right,
anymore.
Right. That's why we don't fast travel.
Mm-hmm.
We slow travel for a reason
yeah.
because we can't keep up.
Right. But I think that when people ask us, what do you do all day? Your daughter had asked that question. You know, being able to show that, well, first off, YouTube, you know, I mean, we spend a lot of time doing that. But, you know, an average day to us can look like going to the grocery store,
right.
going for our morning walk. Like this morning, you went for a jog and I went for a walk. And then we came home and we worked a little bit more. We're shooting a video right now, so that we
There's
have that
we
going
do.
On.
Right.
But after this, we might take a nap, you know? I mean, that's what we have learned to embrace.
I might go get my haircut.
Oh, that's, yeah, he
yeah.
needs that.
Huh?
Luckily, there's like 3
Five
on every
of them
block.
Right here, yeah.
but we've learned to embrace that slower, not needing to stay always busy life.
Right. Okay, so there have been times where I say, hey, Carrie, let's try this. I'm mm-hmm. getting bored. Carrie knows that she doesn't want to do this, but she does it for me. She loves me. Let's try and fast travel just for mm-hmm. a month, 3 weeks tops. And guess what? We get burned out.
We got burned out.
We got well, burned out.
Yeah.
We blew our budget. We discovered that it reaffirmed what we already knew.
Yeah.
It reaffirmed that we already knew that we don't want to race all over Europe mm-hmm. or all over the world doing 30 countries in a year. Let's do 3 or 4 countries in a year and really enjoy it.
Well, and I think that, you know, going back to the couple times that we have done the faster travel, our first one was in Romania, which really was over about 2 months.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a quick one. But with that, the couple times that we stayed, like we did stay in Brașov for 3 weeks. So it wasn't like every few days we were moving. We had one long stay like that. And then we would have like 4 days, 5 days and stuff. And then we went into Belgrade and we went into Bosnia and then we found our way to Croatia. Well, we were in Split, Croatia after that for 2 months. And prior to getting to Split, I remember we were looking, it's like, oh, we can rent a car for pretty inexpensive. We're going to go and explore. We're going to see this, see that. When we were done with that time in Romania and the moving around and the lack of any sense of routine and normalcy to right. our lives, I remember looking at you and being like, I cannot do this anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I really had hit a wall. And we didn't leave other than to go to the grocery store and just do a quick explore of Split. We like really didn't go do anything for a week after
we didn't
got
do
there.
Much. We actually didn't do a whole lot for the 2 months we were there.
No.
Now, which is interesting because we still have to do our YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. And to do YouTube channels, you need material.
Yeah.
And we kind of maybe put it on the back burner a little bit just to mm-hmm. relax. We've actually had comments, well, why didn't you do this in Croatia? Why didn't you go here? Why didn't you do mm-hmm. that? Well, we didn't want to.
Yeah, we didn't want to.
And we didn't want to, and that's our prerogative, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, and I think that kind of comes down to, because when people would say those kinds of things, there is that level of feeling like, oh, God, why we really didn't go do that. Why didn't
we
go do it?
Right.
And there would be that level of guilt. And now, I'm like, because we didn't want to.
We didn't want to. We can go back, though.
Yeah.
We can go back if we want to.
Exactly. We've learned, we definitely know that. If we love a place enough and we want to go explore it more, we can. And it kind of comes down to being in a location that one thing that we have found is if there is like little towns that are around you, all those towns can start to look all the same. So in the town that we are in now, we could go to a town that's near here, which sure is going to look a little bit different than where we are, and it might be really cute, but it's going to take an entire day to go visit it because the bus is super early in the morning, and then you can't get another one till quite a bit later, the ones that are going to work out. So are we going to regret going to that town? I can pretty confidently tell you, no, I'm not going to regret not going to that town because we've arrived to a lot of these little towns, and we're like, okay, cool.
Cool.
Another little town.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same food. It's the same on the same water. It may have a few different windy little streets that are cute. They take you all of a matter of an hour to walk through.
Right.
And so we've just kind of learned to put less value on going and wandering to all or making our way to all the little surrounding towns unless there's something really to see there.
Or unless it's very easy to get to, like in Alicante. The tram mm-hmm. was less than a half a block from Airbnb. It cost $2 mm-hmm. to go all the way up the coast. So that was something. And the tram went along the Mediterranean. It was right. beautiful. So just taking the train itself was entertainment. And it didn't hardly cost you anything. And it was really easy to do.
Yeah.
So that's something that
I think that weighs into the decision a lot, too.
That weighs into the decision mm-hmm. a lot. Is it worth our time?
Yeah.
And there have been many times it has not been worth our time.
Mm-hmm.
Should we have gone? Maybe.
Right.
Can we go back? Yes, definitely. I think Croatia is a perfect example mm-hmm. of some place that we will go back to.
Yeah.
Take a charter boat and go through the islands.
Yeah.
Something like that. Get to Zagreb. Mm-hmm. You know, Zagreb's big on our list. We didn't make it. We were in Croatia. We didn't make it.
Yeah. And we said that, and we've said that to ourselves in numerous locations that we've traveled to, that even if we arrived into a location and we're kind of like, you know what, I'm just kind of tired. I don't want to go there. Or there's quite a lot to see and we just didn't make it to everything. That's okay. You know, if it's an area we absolutely loved, we can obviously just come back and
we'll
spend
back.
More time mm-hmm. and then go see those places. And like you were saying in Croatia, those little week-long cruises that we found that take you to all the islands, we then realized after being there anyway and hopping to one of the islands, how expensive it got to hop there and back on the ferries, that it made a lot of sense to just do
right.
those trips anyway. So yeah, I think just kind of making us realize, you know, if we don't see it now, we can see it another time. And if we don't see it now and we don't see it another time, that's also okay. We don't have to see every site
right.
in the world. So yeah, I think that there's just, we have found very good balance in the being bored factor, that we are okay now. It's still you're bored, but we all get bored. It doesn't matter
bored,
where you are.
You're boring to be with.
Do Jad say that
I just
to you?
Made that up. I just
so.
Came up with that
Make
all
a
on my own.
With that.
Right. Now I can always go out for a run mm-hmm. or or go down to the grocery store, mm-hmm. or go to the markets like you did the other day. Yeah. There's always something you can do because mm-hmm. it's always new, because we're in a new location.
Right.
So it's not like being back home where mm-hmm. you've done that 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go do that today. Well, here, you've only done it maybe a handful of times.
Right. And I think that's one of the things that I love about not necessarily needing to, say, go see that new little town. Sometimes we will just go for a walk in the town that we're in, not with any destination in mind of a certain site we're going to go see, but we just go a different direction. And we have seen, I mean, you're just exploring their little neighborhoods.
Right.
And to me, that is part of ingraining yourself into that community a little bit.
That's where you find the best restaurants.
Exactly. Get off the beaten path of the non-touristy area.
Right. So what has changed? What do we do differently now? Or what do I specifically do differently in my thought process mm-hmm. more than actually doing something? Is it's just I've learned to be patient. I've learned to relax. Mm-hmm. I've learned to slow down. Mm-hmm. Because the prior 50 years of my life, it was go, go, go. Mm-hmm. And you don't need to do that, especially when you're trying to slow down.
The whole point of our leaving was a slower life. And then we look to fill every corner. So, yeah, I think it is. It's just really we've had to work hard. It hasn't come easily we've been doing this now for over 2.5 years. So finding that balance that not only works for me, but works for Brian, because works for us together, is what's going to make this process and make what we're doing fulfill us both.
And make it sustainable.
Right. Yeah. Know? Because, I mean, that's the goal is to have this long term. So when one of us, which typically was me, because I need more downtime. And so that was kind of this push and pull. I was looking for just a more relaxing life and just kind of taking in what was around us and not necessarily needing to fulfill it by being on the go all the time.
Right.
And so we have found a better balance in that. And like you were saying, there are days that, I'll just say, hey, I'm going to go walk to the store. I actually personally love going to the grocery store and just wandering through the grocery store. And I know other people have commented that they enjoy the same thing. You know, that's the thing is that you go into another country. Each time we move, we're typically a lot of time going into a new country. You go to that grocery store and every single item in the grocery store is new.
Right, right.
You don't know what it is. It's in a different language. And I think it's fun to go through.
Yeah, I think it's fun too. I just don't want to spend 2 hours in a grocery store.
He doesn't want to spend the time there. And so there's plenty of times that I will be like, all right, I'm going to go to the grocery store because, I am the one who does majority of the cooking as far as, say, for dinners. And if I want to figure out our dinners and what's available in a grocery store in our new location, I need to kind of just go wander and see even what's available because a lot of time they don't have what we typically are used to cooking with. So, or they do, and I've got to figure out what it is because I have to do Google Translate on every single item that I'm looking at.
Right. And with all this being said, there are those specific touristy spots that you do need to go to. Mm-hmm. And we make sure we go to those.
Right.
So we do hit the big ones. Mm-hmm. The Colosseum in Rome.
Right.
You got to go there. Yeah. So there are things that we do that are touristy, but the small things, we don't need to do it.
But there's also with that said, yes, both of us wanted to see the Colosseum. But we did have the opportunity to just hop on that little train and go to the Leaning Tower of Pisa. And both of us were like, do you want to go? No, we were kind of over it at that point. We were worn out. We were tired and we didn't want to go. We were getting off a cruise ship to go and do it. So that was a decision that we both made. And I can honestly say, do I have any regrets for not going to see it? No, I don't have any regrets going to see it.
No.
So, I think that there are certain things that rank high on your list that you're going to want to go see and do. Those are the things that you make sure and do. And the rest of the time, you find those ways that you just can enjoy living in the community that you are living in, be it for a month or longer or shorter. So that when, because I know one of the things that I love that I would say from our fast travel experiences, and the best example would be when we traveled through Central Europe this last summer. We were moving so quickly that every like 3-4 days, we are moving to a new location. And I remember going back to my pictures in my phone and looking at pictures, trying to find which pictures from what location to post on Instagram. And I'm like, what town was this? Because you're moving so quickly. And that, in a sense, was funny, but it actually pissed me off because I want to be in a town and really walk away from that town. And when we're in a location for a month, we walk away and we know the town. We had our favorite grocery store. We have our favorite restaurant. We have our favorite bar. We have our favorite walks. I think that to me is, that's what I was looking for in travel, is to feel like I lived in a community, not just visited.
And I think I was looking for the same thing. Initially in the beginning, and then once we got rolling, I lost track of that maybe a little bit, because I wanted to see everything.
Yeah, there's that excitement.
So I've done full circle. Mm-hmm. I've gone full circle. I started here and I got here. Now I'm back to where I'm supposed to be for the two of us.
Yeah.
That could be different for you if you decide to do this or you're younger.
Right.
Or hey, I'll tell you what, we've got comments from people 20 years older than us that do a lot more than we do.
Yeah.
So it's to each his own.
Yeah. It's really at the end. I think that's the whole point of it, is finding what works for you. When you look at traveling, be it however long you're going to stay in an area, what is it that you want to get out of your experience from those travels? If it is to see every single site that when you look up, what are the top sites to see from this location, then good on you. Go see them all, because that's going to fulfill and check all your boxes. For us, when we leave and I didn't feel like I checked any of those main boxes that mattered to me, but sure, I saw this site and this site and this site, that didn't make me feel really good about what we were doing. So I do think that we found some really good balance. One of the things, I think finding ways to plug ourselves into the communities that we're in is also helping. One of the things we were talking about recently is ways to give back. So
yes.
When we're in a community for a month at a time, you kind of feel like, okay, what could we do to be helpful here?
Yeah, we still have to figure that out.
Yeah.
There's the humane societies. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stray dogs and stray cats that are taken care of, by the way, by the locals. How's that done? We're going to figure some of that stuff out, or mm-hmm. how we can give back in each community we're in, because, I think it would give us something else to do.
It would give a little bit of purpose to what our travels. I think one way that we have found to kind of give back in a sense is making sure that we use the farmers markets here. They have a market on Tuesday and Friday, which is fantastic. It is all the locals. It's the locals coming from the villages, and there are booth after booth after booth
selling their goods.
Of amazing produce, and the fruits and veggies have been great. And no English spoken when we walk in there.
Doesn't matter.
So kind.
You show
so
them
helpful.
You show them how much money you have. They take it. And they give you change.
Yeah.
And they give you the right change. They don't rip you off.
No.
Or there's none of that at all.
No. It's always way, way less than what we ever anticipate it's going to be.
I've had more vegetables in the last 3 weeks, I think, than I've had in the previous 3 years combined.
If not longer. Yeah.
If not longer. So it is nice to buy fresh eggs from a little old lady and her granddaughter rather than the grocery store.
Right. It's just one way that we feel that we're contributing in a sense. I mean, it may seem super small, but it is a way that we feel we can. Another way that we can do that as well is making sure that you're eating at the local restaurants, find those little mom and pop places, maybe the places that aren't exactly right in the touristy center that's getting all the business. We found some great places doing that, kind of getting off the beaten path, like you said, taking our walks in those areas.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of ways that we have learned to just kind of be okay with our days being slower, ingrain ourselves into the community that we're in, and just kind of embrace it all, so that when we walk away, we feel like we lived in Fethiye, Turkey.
Yeah. So what you're saying is, Enjoy life.
Enjoy life where we're living.
Enjoy life where we're living.
And while we're living it. One of the things that I love doing each morning is even just getting up. We have our little deck here in our Airbnb. And I just sit out there and I have my coffee. And I just look out at the view, which is actually really nice. But just say to myself, I'm living in Fethiye, Turkey right now. You know, and just embracing that. It's not about what are we going to do today? How much can we fit into our schedule? It's really just sitting there watching the locals go about their day, watching just people just live life. So that I would say has given me the most joy of our travels out of really everything we've done. Of course, we've done some amazing excursions and stuff,
right.
But taking in the locations has really been what it's about for me.
Yeah, and we know that we will do those excursions. We know that we will see those cool sites. Those things will all come, mm-hmm. You know, just not today.
Right. So I think the big picture here is that, like we talked about, some of you are going to be like, oh, I need to move around. I want to see all the sites. I want to do that. Good on you. That is great if that fulfills and checks all your boxes for what you're looking for in travel. And then I think there's probably going to be a lot of you that can relate to what we're talking about, that can be incredibly draining and overwhelming, and that finding that balance where you're okay with, and that other people, I had somebody recently email saying that, you know, they were trying to explain to their family of what their days actually look like, because I think people just really have a vision of what we do every day.
Yeah, there's perception and there's reality.
And there's reality,
right.
Which is very different.
Right.
So if you, we are so happy that you joined us here today. If you want to find us on other areas, you can find us on all the social media. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and then of course on our YouTube channel as well. That is at Brian and Carrie. And then you can find us on our website as well. And we have some free resources on there. And that is BrianandCarrieTravels.com. So we will catch you next time.
Cheers.